which was why there was going to be a talk back at the end of the service. However, sometimes life interferes with planned sermons and other things, and I've decided instead to talk about All Will Be Well. I'd like to share, if you're not familiar with this book, you should be. It's one of the meditation manuals that's published by the UUA. It's by Meg Barnhouse, who is a minister in Spartanburg, South Carolina. She's also a therapist, she's also a humorist, and she's also a musician. If you're ever at GA, you see Meg Barnhouse doing a workshop, go to it. This is called The Rock of Ages at the Taj Mahal, which in and of itself is an interesting thing. However, I'm going to read to you today, All Will Be Well. All will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. This is one of the mantras used in the Christian meditation tradition. Don't think it comes from a dewy-eyed Pollyanna. The woman to whom it is credited, Dame Julian of Norwich, it's the same one who, when her mule got stuck on a mountain storm in a rainstorm, dismounted, shook her fist at the sky and shouted, God, if this is how you treat your friends, it's no wonder you don't have many. Lately, I have been experimenting with all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. I try it out in different situations. Sometimes I feel stupid affirming that all will be well. What about the things that aren't well and don't look like they're ever going to be well? It's hard to see the whole picture from where I stand at this moment in my life. There was a story of a Chinese farmer who had a fine horse show up in his pasture one day. How marvelous, all the neighbors said. Maybe, said the farmer. His son tried to ride the horse, and the horse threw him, breaking his son's leg. How awful, said the neighbors. Maybe, said the farmer. Then the emperor's army came through town to draft young men for war. The farmer's son was spared because of his broken leg. I can't tell in the grand scheme of life whether things are turning out well or not. To affirm that all will be well and all will be well and all manner of things will be well is difficult for me. There are child abusers and torturers and AIDS and oil spills and a multitude of other horrors in this world. Here is what I do know. I know that I have a choice between hope or despair when viewing the world and my future. Each choice has equal evidence in its favor. Each is affirmed and underscored by my life experience. How do I decide between them? I choose the one that brings the most joy, the most healing, the most compassion to my life and to the world. In despair, I'm no good to anyone. I stop functioning well. I drag through the days. I deal with horrors that haven't even happened yet. I don't enjoy my children, food, sex, or any of the other dazzling pleasures of my life. When my mother was dying of cancer, she said to me, Maggie, everything that happens to me is good. That was a statement of her faith. I was a cynical 23-year-old seminary student. My mother's faith sounded naive and silly. I was in despair over her suffering, but she was not in despair, it was her suffering. Suddenly it seemed presumptuous to despair over her suffering when she was choosing not to. As I experiment with this mantra and risk feeling stupid, which is a feeling I despise, I ask myself, which is more stupid? To despair my whole life just in case things aren't going to end well, or to live in joy and hope my whole life whether things turn out well or not? I'm going to keep singing this mantra to my fears. I will be well, and I will be well. And our manner of things will be done.